You are looking live at St. Louis, Missouri for MSECU Radio, Episode 2. Howdy, everyone. I'm your host, Brian, and welcome back to another fantastic podcast. I'm joined by six lovely folks. First, returning from the Pacific Northwest, we've got Chris Hondros. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well, but I'm from the Southern California, bro.
Whatever. Fair enough. Also returning in St. Louis, the same wonderful city as myself, we've got Allie. How's it going?
Hey, y'all.
Making his first podcast appearance, we've got from Georgia, I believe, Joke of Strength.
Yeah, I'm here. Reckon from Atlanta.
Ah, yes, one of the Atlanta crew. Now, out in Seattle, I believe, we've got Walton Lodes. How's it going?
Going good.
Excellent. Out, I believe, Texas, we've got Alexander Kotov.
No, I've never even been to Texas. I'm in Georgia. I'm Auburn in Michigan.
This is what I get for looking at your actual name. I blame myself.
It's all right.
I also
See,
blame.
This is the stuff you don't edit out.
No. And finally, down in the deep south, we've got Billy. How's it going?
Konnichiwa, bitches. Does that date yourself nowadays saying that? I don't know, because I mean that show's 10 years old now, I guess, right?
Shit.
It is. It does date yourself a little bit.
Excellent. All right. Well, jumping into our first topic, the Heisman odds were released this week. And, well, needless to say, they're pretty funny. Right? You know, with Clowney is one of the top names. Let's see. What are the odds? 12 to 1.
I will preface this by saying that if A.J. McCarron wins the Heisman, you can bet that both my mom and I will jump off the nearest tall building.
I will second that.
Oh, you don't. You might not want to say that. Actually, I think McCarron's not going to win it because he'll have Yeldon on the same team, splitting votes. That might be the
Probably
only saving grace.
Yeah.
I think Miller's got to be the most likely, but if I was betting money, it'd be on Seastrunk.
Yeah, I like Seastrunk at 20-1. I've seen what he can do in NCAA football. I know he's good.
I am all for the Derek Carr Heisman odds. That's not even listed on there, but Fresno State will be trying to run the Heisman campaign for him.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. That's just precious.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
That Derek Carr just makes me feel old.
And the funny thing is, he's
Jeff
not David's kid, is he?
What part of a two-headed quarterback is listed as part of one of the top Heisman odds? Formerly part of Jacoby Brissett? Was that what we called it? I can't remember. The two-headed Florida quarterback?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe anything with Florida's offense is up for Heisman odds.
Yeah, that's just...
I mean, they have a Maryland wide receiver on here, too.
You need a quarterback?
Shit, anybody can go for a Heisman.
That guy keeps his ace.
Yeah.
I think they just started running out of names at that point and just started pulling people out of a hat.
God damn.
Is Zach Mettenberger on there?
No.
We
need
turns out the Heisman's stored in Valdosta. He just can't even, not eligible.
Ah, Jeff Southwick, Joe Southwick for Heisman. Damn it.
Yeah. Or I also like... you know, Michigan quarterback Devin Gardner.
And the list I have, I love that they just went 24-25, Logan Thomas, Blake Bell. Just quarterbacks that fall forward. Like, fuck it.
Logan,
but that's exactly how they place Virginia Tech every year. Yeah. Like, we're Virginia Tech, Logan Thomas. It's the same kind of, you know, we think they will get positive yardage overall.
All right, so what's
I'm
more
to think
laughable?
Of a quarterback that compares to him.
All right, so what's more laughable? Everett Golson at a 22-1 or Taj Boyd at 15-1?
Golson.
Oh, Golson. Golson was, I mean, average at best last year. Taj Boyd was at least really good. I mean, he plays in a high-powered offense.
Right, which is why he'll fuck it up when we play.
So. Oh, yeah. You know he's not going to win it.
But I was going to say, Billy, you can probably speak as well as I can about the merits of Taj Boyd after that nice little Peach Bowl game.
Right. I do think he should have come out in the draft this year because he would have been the first quarterback taken over that shit show easily.
The problem, he actually got a mid-round grade, and the problem is...
By who? A blind person?
EJ Manuel started out with like a sixth-round grade, then fucking first round for him somehow.
The problem with...
the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. The problem with Boyd is that it's the height, and, you know, the NFL is still stupid about...
How tall is he?
He's like 6 foot, 6'1", maybe.
Oh, I thought he was taller than that. I thought he was like...
Yeah, so he's actually like 5'11".
Yeah, fuck that. Kellen Moore was listed at 6 foot. There's no way he's 6 foot. Yeah. He's got to be 6'1".
No, that's a little dude.
No,
the best story was, like, was LSU had a quarterback named Herb Tyler who they used to list at 6 foot, and he was probably 5'9". I mean,
I don't know what Manziel.
I will say this: the funny thing was everybody expected Tyrann Mathieu to be like 5'7" when he went to the combine, and he was actually what he was listed at in terms of the height. That was the big upset. It's like, no, he's actually 5'9".
Yeah, right. That was the big shock, not the drugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately, he was listed correctly at amount of drug addiction.
Pretty much.
How the hell are there two Miami position players on this list?
Wait, Miami and Florida?
How are there several Nebraska players on this thing?
Taylor Martinez, so that's the funniest one.
Taylor Martinez might be the funniest one, yeah.
Whatever. I mean,
do some flashy stuff. I mean,
yeah,
shit, that's what won Eric Crouch the Heisman.
Yeah, but
he was on a national championship team.
The problem is, I haven't seen someone with mechanics as bad as Martinez since Aaron Brooks was quarterback of the Saints. So.
I'm having like flashback convulsions right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I've chosen to forget that era.
Just the backward passes.
It's like
Tim Tebow.
No, because in fairness, Tim Tebow could at least get the ball forward. Aaron Brooks remains the only person that can move his arm forward and throw the ball backwards.
Well, on the most famous backward pass, I'll never forget, it was a game against San Diego, and he just, it almost looked like he was trying to throw it at somebody out of anger, like, oh, fuck you, and threw it. Except, the play's still going on, you idiot.
He got, like, spun around one time and just threw one. It looked like it threw it, like, 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I was just like, what?
It looked like he did it on purpose almost. Like, fuck you, I'm throwing the ball backwards.
Yeah. I also like UCLA has a player on this list as well.
Why?
Yeah.
Quarterback. They want him to get hurt, probably.
Yeah. Quarterback Brett Hundley. Although, hey, in fairness to UCLA, they've now won the Pac-12 South twice.
I will say one positive thing about UCLA. Okay, that since Mora's taken over, and I know we make fun of Mora a lot, the first season he took over, he trained those guys. He took them to San Bernardino, which is desert, and basically made them train for the summer. And that's what
he So he pulled a bear?
Pretty much.
Oh, God.
Mora bear?
I thought the one positive thing you were going to say about UCLA was that Lane Kiffin is not their coach.
Well, like,
it's always a plus.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, do that. I mean, USC is like the best school out on the West Coast. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like being the smartest kid on the short bus. It's not hard.
Hey!
And these are Southerners making fun of y'all.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I do like DeAnthony Thomas just being 10-1. It'd be great if he could, you know, get to talk at the Heisman ceremony.
You'd think he and Mariota would split some vote, though.
I would like to see DeAnthony Thomas get more interviews.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Man, Oregon fans need to just have giant fucking cutouts of deer to hold up. Like, in Japan.
That sounds like a deer.
We need to have a drink chat.
They're like signs. They're not afraid of a cutout.
Right? Like, that could just be a play. Just hold up a picture of a deer.
Yeah.
I also... Who the fuck is the Oklahoma quarterback?
The Belldozer.
Like,
Belldozer.
He even play last year?
Yeah, he came in on, like, first and goal from the two.
The most obvious fullback ever. It was like Tebow's freshman year, but even more obvious. Just, he's coming in, he's going to run straight ahead. It's not hard to figure out.
Speaking of worst Heisman winners ever, Jason White.
Oh, okay, I thought you were on to Tim Tebow.
No, Jason White's knees are the worst Heisman winners ever.
Oh, God.
Did Heupel win it, too, or is it just White?
No, Heupel finished second to Chris Wienke. Yeah. Speaking of
that, that's the redeeming thing's never been said.
40-year-old quarterback from FSU, Chris Wienke.
I was going to say the battle of the noodle arm quarterbacks.
And here's the thing. I make fun of how old he was. I think I'm now older than he was when he won that Heisman.
That's funny. You know you're old.
I think I'm his age, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't even remember how old he was.
Hey, just remember that Rex Grossman was a Heisman runner-up.
Yeah. So Peyton Manning, Rex Grossman.
It's okay.
Larry Fitzgerald was a runner-up, I think, the year Jason White won it.
Let's also remember that Matt Leinart won a Heisman. It's just sad.
Hey, at least Mark Sanchez did not win a Heisman.
I shudder to think of what Matt Leinart has done with that Heisman trophy. That thing has been stuck places.
I was going to say, I don't even think it's safe to say what's happened to that trophy on here, even.
It's seen some shit.
We have been rated explicit content on iTunes, and even that's just too much for what this Heisman has probably gone through.
Yeah.
No, you want it too much. Imagine if Grossman didn't want it.
Yeah. Hey, they
want too much. Imagine what Grossman would do with a Heisman trophy.
Fuck it, I'm going to eat.
He would unleash the dragon.
I always say with Matt Leinart, he's the guy who, you know, the old saying, what would you do with $1 million? Matt Leinart's answer, two chicks at one time.
Yeah.
Got his NFL quarterback. He got his NFL contract. What did he do? Two chicks at one time.
I think he probably did like four chicks at one time. Let's be honest.
Well, he was living in Arizona. Like right
That's
next
true.
To Arizona State.
Speaking of Arizona, we got Kadeem Carey on this list. Like, if he was on a good team, maybe, but like Arizona's gonna go, what, like 8-5 at the best this year, probably.
Yeah, they're not in the Baylor zone of just good enough. That's why I think Seastrong's perfect, because Baylor's defense is shit, so Seastrong will get 1 billion yards trying to catch up with other teams, but they'll be just good enough that people won't dismiss him outright. They'll probably have 9-10 wins.
No, I wish there was a bet against Kadeem Carey pool. I would put everything behind it.
Because, like, I like Kadeem Carey. I just don't see Arizona being relevant enough for people to go, oh, yeah, he averaged 150 yards a game. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, isn't he kind of a head case, too?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, we'll go with head.
Oh, yeah, domestic abuse issue off the field.
Just wait until they lose against University of Texas San Antonio. But he'll
Larry
still rack
up. Building a monster out there.
Was it Arizona that had that huge brawl with UCLA last year, the year before?
Yes.
As is right and proper.
After the guy ran on the field in the ref costume and then took his pants off or whatever.
Yeah. That was...
Oh, that was that game.
Yeah.
Oh, how do I forget about that? Golly.
Too much college football.
That just tells you that a lot of crazy shit happened last year.
Right?
Whatever. A dude just came off of the field dressed up like a ref and like handed him the ball. Like, yeah.
And then proceeded.
There's worse refs in the Pac-12 than that.
Wolf Wright. Yeah. They're an Oklahoma fan. They can talk about Pac-12 refs here.
No.
SEC fans cannot talk about other conferences' refs.
Whatever, man.
No,
Alabama just doesn't hold for 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Tom fucking Ritter.
It's okay.
Penn's fucking Ritter. My worst football game story.
That's okay. We have Ron Cherry.
Oh,
I'm done. Yeah. I'll just walk away.
Hey, the Pac-12 has Glasses McFuckface.
I thought he was Big Ten.
I thought he was SEC.
I have no idea.
It's like Kentucky. He's supposed to be SEC, but he really isn't.
Well, I'm Googling Glasses McFuckface, and it doesn't return any results, unfortunately.
Lots of results. They're all from EDSBS.
Try Google image search.
Yeah, say search. All.
I see something from
there's a
state Twitter about him.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
By the way, what's everybody drinking?
I am now through a quarter bottle of Ouzo. Half bottle total.
Ouzo! Can you fax me some?
Yes.
Oh, God. I am...
I get checked by TSA.
How does it get checked by TSA when you're faxing it?
Whatever the fuck the security people are. Whoever watches our lines. I'm slightly drunk right now.
Well, on the subject of Spencer having to eat cheese and that other thing he has to do, I've had a bottle of red and now I'm drinking a bottle of white.
I'm on my second straw beta after a purple haze.
Yeah, look at you go with your Strawbita.
Absolutely.
I'm drinking a Hell or High Watermelon. It's a 21st Amendment beer.
Ooh. Where's that from?
San Francisco.
Really?
That's where the 21st Amendment's at.
I've never heard of it.
I'm drinking.
Several of us were really, really excited to get here and find Fat Tire, by the way, because we can't get that at home.
Oh, Fat Tire's
I'm nice. Just actually finishing.
We should get that at Fat Tire.
I actually just finished up a bomber of Fat Tire.
Really?
It just like, started. They just started selling in Louisiana.
Oh. I'll have to get some when I go home.
They just started selling in Louisiana.
Yeah. And I'll get it at home so that my parents can pay for it, rather than me having to buy it up here.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, that's just sense.
Right. You know, hey, just because I'm out of college does not mean... I need to stop mooching off my parents.
Agreed.
I went with Buffalo Trace for the drink of choice.
Class.
Well done.
And you, sir, are the classiest one here.
Yeah.
I have to restock.
And for the record, I'm drinking sweet tea, so.
Fair enough. All right, so moving away from the Heisman, one of the questions that's posed to us today is, which team has your alma mater's number?
Do I get to answer before if somebody answers for me?
Yeah.
Oh, those fuckers.
Just for everyone's benefit, say what team you're representing before you say who has their number.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah. Go.
Well,
go.
On behalf of LSU, I mean, clearly it's got to be Bama, which fucking hurts to say because you know what? God damn it. We did beat them in 2011. No one remembers it, but it happened and it was awesome.
But then you couldn't get past the 50.
Right.
Shut up, Boise guy.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, it just you think about how much it fucking sucks. You go there, it's the game of the century. It's the biggest thing. It's number one, number two. You go into their house, you win the game, and the whole world goes, "Up, psych, that didn't count." Do it again.
I was in Tuscaloosa for the original, and I mean, That was a crazy. That like that. The whole town was just insane for that whole game, and everybody was like, everyone in Tuscaloosa obviously was like so let down, and I was like, you know, being very quiet about it, but very excited.
You were doing the little cheer, you know, the, like, the slight fist pump.
The little silent LSU cheer.
Yeah.
Nothing we do is silent.
Yeah. Those words don't belong together.
Yeah. Right, but Allie doesn't know that because she got kicked out the last time she was at Death Valley.
Listen, I have made it through.
I got that story like 2 years later.
Before in my life, 20 times probably. It was just that one. Great.
Get kicked out one time and it follows you forever. Don't cross the 50 one time and it follows you forever.
But exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, shockingly enough, to continue the rivalry trend at Clemson, dumbass Steve Spurrier has our number at South Carolina.
He's not a dumbass.
Hey, you don't know taking my answer too.
Yeah. No, he's a dumbass because he went from freaking Florida to Washington, and then he had to go to South Carolina, who hadn't won jack shit. And now all of a sudden they win 11 games multiple years in a row.
Counterpoint there, Brian. Clearly, Florida is kind of stressful on your health and your like family relationships and your hobbies, or Urban Meyer wouldn't have left there. Spurrier just wanted to play some goddamn golf and they wouldn't let him.
So he went to the place where no matter what he was going to do, they were going to be happy to let him play golf all day.
Exactly. He's not
and
a dumbass.
He goes and wins 10 games a year.
Yes, he kind of sounds like the smartest man in America right now.
No, but
and besides,
right?
We got the combination of the broest of coaches and the broest of quarterbacks.
And it worked so well.
Yeah, until he kicked the broest of quarterbacks off the team.
Yeah, well, you know.
Took him long enough.
Yeah, well, hey, as we've said before, you know.
He tried to take a mulligan and he wanted to tell on him.
Well, no, it's like we said, you don't kick a star player off for one misdemeanor. Yeah. You know,
unless your name is Chris Peterson.
Yeah. But, okay, like, real stars, not fake stars.
Chris Peterson could take a bunch of high schoolers and win 10 games and a bowl game. I don't understand it. He's a genius.
Come on, let's not exaggerate like the Alabama fans say that Alabama could beat, what is it this year, the Jaguars? Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. Alabama's second string running back's the second best running back in the country.
Aren't they?
All right.
Woo! Beat an NFL team national championships. Paul, print t-shirts.
This is the shit I'll listen to in, like, the doctor's office every time I go.
All right.
As the Georgia
people
fan,
are even in Michigan, I've encountered them there.
Brains to rub together.
Yeah. All right, so who else is willing to admit shame?
Yeah, like as the Georgia fan, it just feels natural to say Florida, but we've actually beat them the last 2 years. So I guess our answer is also South Carolina for some fucking reason. Though it is kind of fun to beat, like, get beat by them and then win the East anyway.
Hey, that's valuable golf. That's valuable tea time.
Yeah.
Okay, I guarantee my answer is the saddest. This number, it's Vanderbilt. So sad.
James,
hey, at least there's somebody who has enough money to actually own you, literally.
That's true. It's the only school that has enough money to actually own us, like, actually. So I guess we would take that.
I will have to say, I don't know, either TCU or I'm willing to even say Nevada. Even though the Nevada loss was a couple of years ago, it seems that every single time it's the Nevada fans that are the most pissed off about everything.
God, shut up, Boise.
The BCS is what owns you.
Yeah.
Undefeated, no one cares.
Yeah.
Popular opinion owns you.
Yeah.
Backlash about Rick Riley and the Boise bus owns you.
Being in Idaho owned you.
Sleeping on random couches and getting in NCAA trouble.
That was the absolute fucking worst. I'm sorry. What the shit was that? Here, let's sleep in a sleeping bag. No, no, wrong. NCAA.
You can't sleep on a bagel. NCAA. Everybody knows it's in the NCAA rules.
I was going to say, there's like a whatever percent rule about bagels.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right, so anyone else? Who's next?
Yeah, well, speaking for Auburn, fuck Bama.
I can get behind that.
Amen.
Well, I think by default now it's LSU for Texas A&M. Would have been OSU if we were still in the Big 12, because fucking Christ, they always pulled off the last second somehow.
What about
we lose them the stupidest ways. Right now, LSU is the only team that we play and that has beat us two years in a row.
Yeah, and they'll make it three next year.
Probably. Now, I think there's going to be a three-way wheel of derp at the top of the SEC West again.
With you all in LSU and Bama?
Probably. And then Ole Miss is going to jump up and
fucking Georgia.
Yeah.
If Ole Miss jumps up and even is considered in that conversation, I would be fucking thrilled.
I think they're going to bite one of those three teams in the ass.
It's not going to be Bama. Ole Miss, I mean,
I would bet on if it's going to be one of those teams, it's LSU.
They almost beat them last year. They had to try to lose that game.
Well, I mean,
it's because LSU just finds ways to lose games they have no business losing.
Well,
right?
Yes, and Ole Miss always gets so up LSU. Plus, Les Miles like forgets how time works for the last like minute and a half of a game, and it sometimes works all in our favor.
Shit, he forgot how the last.
Just going back in time to fuck Dolly Madison.
Well, he must have lasted a while.
Which, by the way, has now been mentioned in two consecutive podcasts, so I guess that's a thing. Yeah. I didn't mean to do that.
It's the wine talking.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
White plus red equals Dolly.
Exactly. All right, so moving away from that, what is the team you like the most despite having no ties to that team?
This is a fun topic.
Yeah. Well, then lead us off, ma'am.
Okay, mine's Wisconsin, and it might be due to some pretty fun Wisconsin people, partly due to pretty fun Wisconsin people on ESPS, but ever since I heard about the LSU-Wisconsin game at Lambeau, like, I'm totally going. Road trip. Anyone who's down, I'm going to be there.
Pretty sure it's not going to happen, unfortunately.
You don't think?
Too awesome. No, I think they're going to end up doing it somewhere stupid like Houston.
Well, that's a shame, but I'd go to that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be home and home. God forbid.
That would be really the best home and home. I really can't.
Absolutely.
I would love to see what some LSU players would do in Wisconsin. I mean, I know it's early in the season, but still, that's probably colder than they've ever seen in their life.
I really cannot think of a better home and home than LSU Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely. I've been wanting it for a long time, but and when like the Lambeau Field thing, it's like, okay, well, home and home would be better, but Lambeau Field, that would be awesome. No.
Yeah, it would.
Doesn't look like that's going to – it just doesn't look like the numbers are going to – I mean, it helps that the SEC doesn't know what the conference schedule is going to be in 2 years.
God. That's true.
You know?
God. Bullshit.
No.
Yeah, we're still between.
They pull names out of a hat and just make it up at the beginning of the year every year.
Who does Bama want to play? That's who they get to play.
Oh, Bama wants to play Kentucky and Tennessee.
And then spread everybody else out to whatever has to happen.
I was going to say, let's be honest. It's you're going to get fucked in a way that helps Bama. That's your schedule.
I'm glad that outside the conference people realize this.
It's a conspiracy, Paul.
Are you going to hang up and listen?
Can we get Tammy's opinion on this?
That would defeat the purpose of this, I think.
Tammy's calling in later. Just you wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have Eric later, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's all going to lead to Tammy's eventual
replacing Lee Corso on game day. I have a feeling.
Holy shit.
I can't wait for the rest of the country to be introduced to Tammy on the SEC Network.
Or replace her with...
We don't want to see Tammy.
Replace Skip Bayless with her on First Take and put Paul on there. Or that in the world.
I'll be honest.
You'd have to put like a spit shield in front of Paul.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Not that I care if Paul gets spit on that much, mind you, but...
I'd actually watch that, though, at least once.
Skip Bayless.
I'll watch a lot of things at least once.
Yeah. Usually I don't if it's on ESPN, though. It's just like, yeah, no, not good. But, you know... And I really don't know what team I like, despite having no ties, because the only other team I really care about is LSU, but I grew up there, so I have ties to LSU.
I thought you grew up in Pittsburgh. I'm confused.
I grew up in Pittsburgh, and then I...
He does not eat shit, therefore he...
Yeah, I was born in Pittsburgh, but then I spent about 7-8 years in Louisiana growing up, so I was properly schooled in the ways of football.
Of course.
Yeah. The early.
I mean, like.
Yeah. The early. Years.
I like a lot of those West Coast teams just because their games are all night and you're always kind of a little drunk. It's like, hey, football. It's like surprise football.
Like extra bonus football?
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's midnight. Football? Fuck yes.
Free football.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, Louisiana Lafayette is probably like my favorite team to like watch that I have ties to.
That's fun.
The Raging Cajuns.
Well, then you should know that they'll get mad at you for calling them Louisiana Lafayette because they believe, for some strange reason, that they're the University of Louisiana.
That's true. Louisiana schools have like fucked up notions of like who should be the like flagship university. And really, it's LSU, as we all know, and all of the UL-blanks think it's them.
Well, no, the story's actually dumber than that. The whole UL-blank thing started because, you know, ULL used to be the University of Southwestern Louisiana, like back in, like, the 90s when Jake Delhomme played there. Jake Delhomme and, like, Brandon Stokely and, you know, guys who actually played in the NFL.
Yeah,
and then somewhere they got it in their head that, oh, well, we want to be the University of Louisiana. And it was like, well, you know that means you can't be like the flagship of the state. That's still LSU.
Like,
and they're like, no. And they're like, no, we want to be the University of Louisiana. And then people said and as part of the idea, it was like, well, we'll rename the whole system. And, you know, UL Monroe, which used to be Northeast Louisiana, was like, well, we kind of want to stay Northeast. And they're like, no, fuck you. You're ULM now. And that's basically how the whole thing happened.
That's a very Louisiana story.
My dad definitely calls all of the Louisiana teams by their former, like, directional name.
Yeah, my dad's a proud Northeast Louisiana alum, and will tell you if you ask him, he did not go to ULM. He went to Northeast Louisiana.
As he
I
should.
Bought a Louisiana loft. I bought a Raging Cajun shirt when I was in New Orleans. I also bought an LSU scarf, so...
I bought a lot of things when I was in New Orleans that I won't talk about on this podcast.
What was that, Ellie?
I said, you need to realize, first of all, that you cannot have both.
Yeah, them's fighting words. Or fighting items, I guess.
Well, the funny thing about the whole thing is like, it's a big rivalry in, like, baseball... And really, the funny thing is it gets serious in softball. But otherwise, LSU doesn't care about ULL that much. But they get so, I guess, just testy. And it's like they would pick fights during baseball games and stuff. And for a while, like, the athletic department was like, okay, we're not going to give y'all the free check to come here and get your ass kicked by us if that's how y'all going to act about it. And
so it's basically like Boise State, Idaho.
Kind of suppressing.
Hashtag tramp stamp.
Well done.
I'm enjoying Georgia Southern and Georgia State fighting over the GSU acronym.
Slap fight.
Thanks, settle it in the Sun Belt.
Option Paul.
Yeah. All right. And anyone else have a favorite team?
NC State. I can empathize with a fellow Cal College. And also, I enjoyed rewriting Biggie lyrics to be about the notorious T.O.B.
I will make a shame confession. And when I was in high school, I used to really, really love watching those like mid to late 90s Florida State teams play.
Oh, God.
Like, they were just so much fun to watch. Like, their offense and they had the badass defense with all the first-round picks and all those guys who just made a living putting just hurt on quarterbacks. And at the time, they were the only team that could beat Spurrier's Florida team. So they were beating the crap out of everybody else in the SEC. So I had to pull for somebody who could beat them.
See, and now you're the one who got E.J. Manuel drafted in the first round.
You owe Buffalo an apology, probably.
No, Buffalo gets no apology.
Buffalo's like the only Pro Bowl guy is an LSU player, so they can shut up.
Yeah.
Kyle Williams for them is like the only Pro Bowler they've had for like, I don't know, 2, 3, 10 years?
Yeah.
No, Mario Williams is going to turn it around for him. That worked out.
Yeah. And
hey, NC State.
Woohoo!
No, just
yeah, it was a weird draft because like I watch a lot of college football and then like three NC State dudes go in like the first 17 picks. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
Not good football players.
Central Michigan got the number one pick or Western Michigan?
Number one, baby. Woo! Central. Fire up chips.
Fire Kelly.
No, please bring him back to CMU. Fire Enos. Yeah. No, Burniness.
No fullbacks were drafted in the first round. Fire Kelly. That's the appropriate response.
Amen.
It's okay. Notre Dame.
Can I fire Teo? I'm a Chargers fan. I did not want him, and yet they picked
there,
him.
You have an 80% chance of succeeding.
Yes. Yeah. Objectively, 80%.
Yeah.
With the 20%.
You will not be welcome in Stemke's establishment. Yeah.
That's probably a good thing.
Well, you will if you are an invisible, non-existent person.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing he can do about you.
Yep.
He's 80% sure he can't do anything about you.
Yeah, exactly. But all right, so moving to one of the last segments for tonight. What is the worst away or neutral site game that you've ever been to?
All right, so I went to Mississippi State.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one that has one of those.
Like, I'm going to all the SEC stadiums. I've been to all of them, but I guess three now. And Mississippi State was the first one that I went to, and Georgia lost.
Lol.
Georgia lost to Mississippi State? Wow.
Yep. And it wasn't close.
Baca does not have a good shelf life.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking cowbells. Just all the fucking cowbells.
There's one of the moms of the girls that I coach soccer with. She brings a cowbell to every goddamn game and rings that thing every goal.
How have you not like just taken it and been like, I'm sorry, this is team policy?
Multiply that by 60,000.
I don't know. I'm kind of glad I've never been to Starkville.
Oh, please be glad. Okay, so this is a good segue for me to follow it up with another Starkville story.
Another? She has more than one.
Probably, I think 4 years ago, I guess, Egg Bowl. And there was, you know, there was a long period of time where the Ole Miss Mississippi State game was on Thursday. It was on Thanksgiving Day. Everybody like went up. Everybody's like whole family went up. That was great. And then they moved it to like Friday or Saturday. So we went up Saturday. Our seats were for some reason in the upper deck. My dad was like, "Fuck that! We're standing on the ramp." So we stood on the ramp. And apparently, every single other Ole Miss person had the same idea that we were not sitting on the upper deck. We were standing on the ramp. including our athletic director at the time, Pete Boone. He was like, I'm not sitting in the upper deck, I'm standing on the ramp. So he comes by to talk to us, and we all stand around. My dad gives him some ideas about who we should play next, because apparently he's in the habit of listening to my dad about scheduling, like, the Citadel and stuff like that. So if you want to bitch about cupcake schedules, you should probably call my dad. So we sit there and lose, like, 40-something to, like, 17 or something like that. And, I mean, Starkville is the worst place. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. All their bars close at, like, midnight. Their stadium is a shithole. Their upper deck is, like, the steepest upper deck I've ever seen. They have banners. I don't know if you've ever seen the Harry Potter movies. This is really fucking nerdy. If you've ever seen the Harry Potter movies, the posters of the Minister of Magic, they have similar posters of Dan Mullen, like, covering the ramps to their upper deck. And they're terrifying. So,
at least it isn't Sylvester Croom.
Take this whole fucking thing. I know that was a long ramble, but take that whole fucking thing and add that to a loss, like, really, really bad loss. I think that was, like, that was either a Houston nut year or an Ogeron year. I think it was a Houston nut year. It was really, really bad.
Yeah, Georgia lost that game 24-12. Yeah,
there.
Was that in 2010?
Yeah, it was in 2010.
I remember seeing that on the scoreboard at Jordan-Hare. That was shot.
2010 was underrated as a weird ass year. It was no 2007, but it was fucking weird.
Auburn had nice things. Weird ass. Yeah,
A&M had a good year that year, but that was fucking weird for Sherman 4 years.
That was a weird ass year.
That's actually,
I mean, that's that was the LSU won 10 games with, like, a negative passing game.
So that was, like, 2012 too.
So
that was exactly Georgia lost to Colorado.
But there are, like, fourth week of the season where y'all had more player arrests than touchdowns or something like that.
Oh yeah, the Colorado game is when we got everybody back, but they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. So we lost Colorado at Colorado.
And then didn't y'all lose the bowl game to Central Florida?
Yeah, we lost bowl game to Central Florida. We lost to Florida over.
Don't feel bad. We lost to Wyoming at Wyoming.
Whatever, we could beat Vanderbilt that year.
we couldn't.
It's okay. I actually 2010, that was my worst away game. We played Auburn at Auburn.
Yeah, buddy.
War Eagle.
I was excited. It was the last time I had gone to an away game was Alabama Clemson back in 08, you know, when we were ranked number 9 in the country and Nick Saban just said, no, you're not. So go down to Auburn, you know, had some fun. Game starts and not in our wildest dreams, we go up,
17-0.
17-0. We're up 17 at half, and we're all like, this is awesome, da-da-da. And then the wheels fell off the wagon. It was awful. And then we had a chance. We should have won it in overtime. And then we go for the field goal to tie, and we get a false start on the fucking snap. Like the center,
oh my God.
The center false started on the snap, and then of course our kicker boots it, boots it wide.
I was sitting in the student section, like in line with the goalpost, so I couldn't see whether it was wide or if it was good. And I just waited and watched the students sitting in the end zone part of the student section.
Oh, God, and then we had to drive 4 hours home that night. That sucked.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So it's all our fault that Auburn won a national title.
Thanks, guys.
Can we talk about our best road game just so I can talk about Auburn?
Well, damn Cantanzaro.
I don't have any shitty road games.
I've never been to a road game.
Once again, I...
How about worst bowl game?
Oh. Yeah.
I was at the Sugar Bowl that Georgia lost to West Virginia.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
For the entire else, they're faking it, and they faked it, and they got it, and we lost.
When is the Capital One Bowl that Auburn lost to Wisconsin in the Barry Alvarez retirement tour? It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. It was one of those, like, you're like getting hungover and like sunburned at the same time. And your
Note
team
to
is
people,
losing.
The Capital One Bowl sucks, period.
Huh?
The Capital One Bowl just sucks, period. The time slot sucks. The stadium sucks. Everything about it sucks.
Is that the one with Larry's Twitter account, though?
Yeah, they do have an awesome Twitter account.
They do have an awesome Twitter account.
They like talk shit about the other bowls and stuff.
Yeah, that one, that's true. They do have a good Twitter.
Yeah, the shittiest bowl game I went to was A&M versus Penn State after 2007 when they'd fired Fran, so everyone was just fucking relieved to get rid of his dumbass. But they had his offensive coordinator, some retard, calling the plays, and just the worst play calling. I mean, Joe Turner was asleep on the sideline and outcoached him. It was awful to watch.
I actually think I win the shittiest bowl game sweepstakes because I've been to 6 Independence Bowls and only 4 of them involved my school.
One would have been enough.
God, and one of them literally saw a guy almost die. He like face planted on the steps and there was like a 12-inch wide river of blood flowing down. Like the whole second and third quarters was like us watching these people like restrain this guy and like stabilize his neck and like clean up his blood and like put down this substance to absorb it and all this crazy shit. Like we were like, why did we come to this fucking game? I think that was the Georgia Texas A&M game.
So
in the middle of all this crazy shit they're trying to do their Corps of Cadets like halftime show.
So my team necessarily hasn't lost any of these games, but I've gotten beer thrown at me. I've gotten spit upon at 2 separate away games. One was a bowl game and one was just a regular away game. I got beer thrown at me at the Las Vegas Bowl where we beat Utah. And so the guy was like, he had gone 8 beers in. And then when he realized he was 20 points down after halftime, like he quite literally threw the beer can at me, which sucked because my sister who was in high school and then like my like friend's friend who's in middle school like had to witness that. And then I had a Long Beach State person spit on me because they were losing their parlay that Boise State would beat them by so many beat San Diego State by so many points.
That's great.
Wow.
Oh God. I mean, do you have to have actually been at the game? Because I wasn't at the 2011 BCS championship game, but that's it. I was at a bar with a lot of friends and just drunk. It led to my wife and I getting in a big fight.
But are you still together? That's the important thing.
Oh, of course, yeah. The best thing I did was I took off the next day, so I went home. I mean, just there was nothing about in the worst. That was the worst kind of game, because despite what Alabama fans would have you think, it's not like their offense is going up and down the field. LSU's off defense is playing its ass off, and there's still mid third quarter. Maybe someone will trip and fall and we'll score a touchdown. Maybe we'll return a punt. Maybe AJ McCarron will throw a stupid pick. Or something like just enough of that hope that clung to you until the fourth quarter where you're just like, no, this is just – it's just – no, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to – you know, we're not going to change quarterbacks. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to lose, and no one cares.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Grumpy Cat really wants you to call him.
I know, and I think it actually is about time because that is our final segment, is a call from Grumpy Cat, Mr. Eric T. himself.
You just wanted to make him grumpier.
Yeah. How's it going, Eric?
Well, you know, bridges keep falling down around me, so I don't like that very much. But aside from that, life's good.
Hey, Eric, I made concrete today.
So I read.
Mine did not fall down.
It was a steel bridge, I have to point out.
Well, so I've learned a lot about good. Bridges, and I'm never going to be involved in any of that shit.
Yeah, they should stay up more.
Yeah, they should.
So you've been teasing us all week. So I have. So we're all pretty curious about what's okay, got you riled up.
So first, I have to just. You know, I'm a little distracted at the moment, but I do have to throw out. I've been talking to my main man EMC about some names that you all need to get figured out, since we have to cover Skagit. It's a Skagit bridge. But the rest of the list, as near as we can figure out, Puyallup, Willamette, Dalles, Walleton, Spokane, Yakima, Tacoma, Wenatchee, Skokomish, Snohomish, Snoqualmie, Ponderay, Coeur d'Alene, Boise, Oregon, not Oregon, Oregon, and Nevada, not Nevada. That's not
what if those are words? Come on.
No, they're not. I know all those. So that's the list.
Well, it's okay. Like we've got Albany and Cairo in Georgia, so.
No, the Midwest is something else. So, as many of you may, well, no one knows, I emailed a certain Red Corn fellow about it. I was at an IT conference last week, and it reminded me of something that really just fucking pisses me off. So, you know, back in my day, if you were going to a conference, giving a talk or something like that, you'd figure out what you actually have to say, and then maybe practice it a bit. And then maybe if you have a couple really important points, really critical graphs or something like that, you might make a couple view graphs and print them out on, you know, transparencies or whatever. For the youngs in the audience, we had these things called overhead projectors that would take the small 8.5 by 11 plastic sheet and project the image onto a, you know, big board or something like that. But now,
at your house.
Yeah, that's sorry. Hold on.
Hello, puppies.
Damn it! We let the dogs out.
How many dogs at Eric's house?
Go outside, stupid dog. Sorry, guys. We're dog sitting.
And now we've got fucking PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you a little bit about fucking PowerPoint. So imagine, you know, the Shakespearean metaphor about a million monkeys on typewriters, whatever bullshit like that. Imagine you take one monkey and you give him a computer where every key he presses prints out an entire paragraph of 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, God. And you then attempt to reconstruct our entire literary universe.
Why can't
that work out?
Actually active.
I'm sorry?
Why are these monkeys so particularly sexually active?
I don't even know. No. So there was a time when if giving a talk, giving a presentation, trying to convey information to other people, if you wanted to do something visually, you had to really exert a considerable amount of effort to actually construct a plot, to figure out how to show it, because, you know, you probably only have black and white. You can't depend on the projector to work very well. So you have to actually think about how to reduce your data and really convey a meaningful point. So I was at this fucking IT conference, and this dumb son of a bitch who, God, wasted an hour of my life that even Tim Brewster never wasted an hour so badly. We talked for an hour with a million fucking Venn diagrams that he read off of the goddamn projector screen about the difference between policies and standards. Are you shitting me?
You so let think me ask this... you, what is the difference between policy and standards?
I have no fucking idea. that was the great thing.
Please don't ask any of the foreign people I work with.
You don't read your slides. You don't just put up Venn diagrams that mean nothing. You don't try to get people's interest by having, you know, pretty wipes from slide to slide bullshit like that. If people are bored, it's because your data are fucking boring and just maybe what you're doing doesn't matter.
Have a sweet typewriter font where one letter comes on down at a time.
And then, yeah, and then because it's so cheap, it costs nothing to add additional letters. You just clutter the whole fucking thing with a bunch of goddamn words that you just read and treat people like they are not smart and can't listen. And PowerPoint is the bane of nearly all rational thought. And I'm not even getting into it as a program. You know, the ribbon and all that bullshit. Just the fucking idea of it is just—it's vicious. It's awful. It murders thought, and it just fucking stalls my snowblower even thinking about it. It's just awful. It's the worst thing, and we should get rid of it. We should go back to, if I'm giving a 30-minute talk, and I have like three plots that matter. I make three view graphs and I put them up when they matter. And otherwise I just talk to people and like try to communicate or something. It's a crazy idea. I think it might work. So,
hey.
So fuck PowerPoint, get rid of it. It's awful. I hate it. That's the end.
Hey Eric, will you do me a favor?
Possibly.
Will you pronounce the word A-G-G-R-E-G-A-T-E.
Aggregate.
Oh, you're not nearly as annoying as this Northern Wisconsin bitch that was teaching my class this week.
How the fuck else would you say aggregate?
She said it like aggregate. I wanted to stab myself.
They say aggregate. Like big and.
It was really, really bad.
Say like big and I don't know what else Wisconsin says because Wisconsin is. I get their cheese and beer and otherwise they're not worth anything. So.
So you mean like robot?
I don't say aerobic. Except when I'm saying that I don't say aerobic. In which case, I obviously have to say aerobic. I'm done being angry, so.
Awesome.
You're not angry, you're grumpy.
Grumpy, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right,
How
well.
How could you get that mixed up?
Yeah.
How could I get that mixed up?
Exactly. All right, well, I think we've about finished up today. Anyone got any final thoughts before we sign off?
Fuck Clemson.
So say we all.
Fuck Clemson, indeed.
I heard a rumor that Craig James might have possibly disposed of five hookers while at SMU.
Excellent. All right, well, for Billy, Walton Lodes, Alexander Kotov, Allison, Eric T., Joe Kostrength, and Chris Andros. I'm Brian. You've been listening to MSECU Radio. Have a fantastic weekend, kids, and drink safely.